Let's see here. Okay. Shem shachacham nika v'chachmasul deyosav. V'hum luvdol v'hen mish'oi ha'on. Kach tzor she'yeh nika v'maisav. V'machalo v'mashkehu uv'ilaso v'aseyas tzorchav. Uvidiburo, Ubehiducho, Mabusho, Vachuko Dvaro, Masav Matano. Viukal Hamaisem Haelo, Noem, Umasukan and Beyose. The Rambam writes that the Tzor she'yanika v'masav is when it's presented as something additional, right? In addition to the fact that the chacham is nika v'chachmasu v'yosav, additionally, he has to be nika v'masav v'macholo, etc. But is that really something additional? I mean, the way the Rambam has presented it, the deos of a person are measured by how they're expressed, right? The deos of the person throughout Perek Aleph, what the Rambam was illustrating, is that the deo expresses itself in how he eats, how much he eats. It expresses itself in Chilkul Dvarav, Perek Beis, La'olam Yago Olam B'Shtika. So how is this something additional? By virtue of the fact that he's Nikar B'Deyosav, so automatically, for that to be true, that entails that he's Nikar B'Ma'asav, etc. The question is sort of sharpened by the initial illustration that the Rambam gives. Ketzer, Talmud Chachamim lo yehe gargaran ela ochel machol haroi lehavros gufa velo yochel mimeno achil agasa velo yehe rodef lemalas bitno ke elu shem mismalin mimachol amashka ad she tipach kreson ve'alein mefurish bekabola v'zeresi perish al panechem perish chagechem omu chachomim elu b'nei odom she'ochlem v'shosim v'osim kol yimeim kechagim. So this din, that he should only eat machal haroi lehavros gufo, so the Rambam, we had it, right? We learned that in Parag Gimel, Halachos Beis and Gimel, as part of the Vachom HaSachi L'Shem Shemayim, which wasn't addressed to a chacham. It was just an expression of the, again, given the intertwining between Nida Beninus and Vachom HaSachi L'Shem Shemayim, but it was just an expression of the correct deya. Similarly, the Yochal Mimeno Achila Gasa also, the quantity is also dictated. Behem Ha'omim Ochol V'Shaso Kimocho nomos. V'zehu machal harashoim. V'shulchonos elu hem shegina hakosav omek k'chol shulchonos molu kitzoa b'lim okom. Aval hachocham eino ochal ala tav shel echad o shnaim v'ochal mimenu kedechayo v'dayo. Usha oma shlomo tzadik ochal asoba nafsha. Which is exactly the pasuk that Rambam quoted in Perek Aleph to illustrate the Midah Beninus. let's leave that for the moment. It's okay. Kshachochem ochel ma'at zehav royelo, lo yochlenu ela bebeiso al shulchanu. Lo yochel b'chanus v'lo b'shuk, ela lefi tzorach gadol, kedei shelo yizgane b'fnei habriyos. V'lo yochel eitzel amei ha'oretz, v'lo al osan ha'shulchanos ha'meleyim ki tzorach, ולא יאבס סעודה בכל מקום ואפילו מהחכמים. ולא יאכל בסעודה שיש בהן קיבוץ הרבה. ואין רוי לא לאכול אלא בסעודה של מצווה בלבד, כגון סעודת ארוסים ונישואין. והוא שיהיה תלמיד חכם שנוסף בס תלמיד חכמים. והצדיקים, החסידים הראשונים, לא אוכלו מעולם מסעודה שאינו שלהם. See here already, these hanhogos go beyond what we know from the earlier prakim. Whether the person eats the ma'at zeh, you know, in private bebeiso al shulchano, or whether he eats the ma'at zeh b'kibbutz, so that doesn't really seem to be dictated by the Midah Beinonis. So here we understand how this is an application of what the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph. It's something additional to being Nikar b'deosav, that he's also Nikar b'ma'asehu, b'ma'acholo, b'mashkehu, b'chulu. But again, the Rambam begins with Halacha Aleph, so that question remains. כשהחוכם שוסה יין, הלוך הגימל, אינו שוסה אלא כדי לשרוס האכילה שבמאיו. בכל המשתקר, הרי זה חוטי ומגונה ומפסד חוכמסו. ואם נשתקר בפני עמי האורץ, הרי זה חילוס השם. ועושה לשרוס בצהריים ואפילו מעט אלא מהי בכלל האכילה, שהשסיה שבכל האכילה אינה משקרס, ואין נסומן אלא מיין של אח המוזל. Here too, the Pashtus is certainly the part about being mishtaker is also Shav L'chol Nefesh. הלוכה דלת, אף על פי שאישתו של אדם מותרס לא תומד, מצד דיני אישוס, meaning whenever she's tahora, she's מותרס לא תומד, מצד דיני אישוס, רואי לו לתלמד חכמים שיינג עצמו בקדושה, ולא יהי מוצוי אצל אישתו כתרנגול, אלא מלילה שבס ללילה שבס אם יש בו כוח. Take a look in the Lechem Mishnah here, Halacha Dalit. B'gemara, Aminan, Shelo Yehei Talmud Chochem, Motzo Yetzel Isha Ketanagol. V'lav Davka Talmud Chochem. V'bhek Chafal V'nechus Yisui Biya, Kasa Rabbeinu, Ein Das Chachamim Nocha L'misha Marbe V'tashmish. Chazal don't approve of that. V'lachach Yesh L'smo K'tzas Al Rabbeinu B'din Zeh, U'K'tzas Dinam Acherim, אשר בפרק זה, הם נוהגים בכל. So this is also a very important kasha. It's not the same as the kasha that we asked previously, right? This kasha is that the Rambam introduces Perek Hey as he's going to tell us about the hanhogas of a chacham, of a Talmud chacham. And the Lacha Mishnah is asking, but when you look through Perek Hey, some of these you find mefurish hanhogas which are expected of all of us. They're not expected just of a chacham. They're expected of all of us. The Lacha Mishnah's kasha, what we ask overlaps with the Lacha Mishnah's kasha, but it's a different kasha, right? Lacha Mishnah again is asking, but some of these hanhogas, such as lo yarbe b'tashmish, is a hanhoga that the Chazal expected of all of us. And we ask, why does the Rambam present these hanhogas as being something additional to being nika b'deyosav, when they're just expressions of deyosav? It's a different, as we'll see in a minute, the teretz that on the Lacha Mishnah's kasha that won't necessarily answer our kasha. So it's important to the overlap notwithstanding. It's two different important kashas here. ולכך יש לשמוע, יש לשמוע קצת על רבינו בדין זה, קצת דין המאחר משהו בפרק זה, הנהוג עם הכל. כגון לא יהיו שניים שיקורים ולא עצלונים. Again, referring to in the context of marriage. כל זה כוסף גם כן בפרק חפל, מאפלוס ישראל ביום. ולא היו רואי לכתוב כאן, אלא הדברים המיוחדים לתלמיד חוכם, כמו שהסחיל בתחילת הפרק, כשם שהחוכם וכולו. דמשם לכל אלו הם דברים מיוחדים לתלמיד חוכם. ואולי יש לומר, ואפילו הדברים הנוהגים בכל שאר העם הנזכרים כאן, כסובם גם בגבי תלמיד חוכם, בני שהוא צריך להיזהר בהם ביוסם. So I don't know exactly what is this answer that the Lacha Mishnah is putting forward here. But can you remember we mentioned already once the teretz on the Lacha Mishnah's kasha suggested by the Rosh Yeshiva Pesach, Reb Meir Stern. So he suggested as follows, that Enoch Hanami, as the Lacha Mishnah highlights, some of the hanhogas here are hanhogas that are expected of all of us. The reason the Rambam mentions them in this parak is that they do have special significance to the chacham in the sense that if an individual, albihi very learned, very erudite, is not nizar on them, so that's a stira to the shem chacham. There's no such thing as I think the Welt says in the name of the Chofetz Chaim. I don't know if this is written anywhere in the Kesher Chofetz Chaim, but the people say in the name of the Chofetz Chaim. Someone once asked them, Talmid HaChacham Imad Mishalom Ba'olam. Aye, but there's a machlokes between Talmid HaChacham. So the Chofetz Chaim answered, no, being Imad Mishalom Ba'olam is also a criterion for being considered a Talmud Chacham. Meaning there is no such thing as a Talmud Chacham who's Imad Mishalom Ba'olam. If the individual is Mabe Machlokes Ba'olam, he's not a Talmud Chacham. He may be learned, he may be erudite, he may ace his bechinas, but a Talmud Chacham he's not. So Ke'ein Zeh, that's the pshat here as well. The Hainu, that Eino Chanami. Let's say the first example we came across about lo yochal achil agasa, one of the first examples in Halacha Aleph. So Enoch Hanami, there's nothing in terms of the etzem hanhoga, in terms of the etzem expectation, it's not different for the Talmud Chacham than it is for the rest of us. So why is it here in Perek Hey? It's here in Perek Hey to tell us because a Talmud Chacham. No one's perfect. No, you can't say that he only enjoys the status and the designation as a Talmud Chacham if he's perfect. No one's perfect.
So which imperfections, which flaws do you say he's a Talmud Chacham, but he's a human being, albeit flawed? And which do you say, no, such a flaw means he's not a Talmud Chacham. Maybe erudite, but not Talmud Chacham. So that's what the Rambam repeats here, even though they're equally applicable, halacha l'maisa, to everyone, the Rambam's repeating them here to tell us, no, these are ma'akev in the Shem Talmud Chacham. If he's not nizer in this, it's a hafkor of the Shem Chacham. Again, that answers the Chemishin's kasha, which is what it was intended to do. It doesn't answer our kasha.
Well, the Lachamishna's point is again is illustrated once more here in the end of Halacha Dalet. Well, Yekal Roshav BeYosef, when the Talmud Chacham is with his wife, Lo Yekal Roshav BeYosef, Lo Yinavel Aspir B'Dibi Havai, VeAfilu Beino LeBeino. VeHarei VeOmer BeKabbalah Magid LaOdem Masicho, Omer Chacham VeAfilu Sicha Kala SheBein Ish LeIsho Osa Liten Ala Sadin. So that Omer Chachamim is not only about the Talmud Chacham. It's about everyone. That the Din L'Cheshbon is on everything we do in all areas of life. Nothing is, in the Olam HaShekeh, there are things on the record and things off the record. But in the Olam HaEmes, everything's on the record. There's no off the record when a person comes to Olam HaEmes. Okay, we'll stop here for now.